So Ryanair have results out this morning with the latest business news. Here's Betula Martin.
Thanks, David. Ryanair has reported profits of €663 million for the first quarter of its financial year, up almost 300% compared with Q1 last year. Passenger numbers between April and June grew 11% to 50.4 million. Revenues increased 40% year on year to €3.65 billion, while average fares rose 42% to €49. The group said total operating costs increased 23% to €2.94 billion. Neil Sorahan, Chief Financial Officer, joins us this morning. Good morning.
Betula, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Ryanair is operating flights to and from the Greek islands of Rhodes and Corfu. Are those flights operating as normal, and are you seeing any cancellations by passengers concerned by the fires there?
Yeah, we are operating as normal. The airports remain open, so we're flying in and out of those two islands at this point in time. Happy to repatriate people who need to get home, option to transfer onto earlier flights. But people are continuing to book. We're continuing to operate 3,200 flights a day in the schedule and carrying 600,000 people today across our network.
And are you seeing any cancellations by any passengers?
We haven't had any noticeable impact on that, Petula, no.
If people are concerned and do cancel their flights, will Ryanair refund them their airfare?
We are giving a free of charge option for people who want to transfer onto an earlier flight home from road. But as things stand, the schedule is operating and will continue to operate.
Your results this morning are up to the end of June, but now in July, parts of Europe are experiencing extreme heat. Do you expect that it might have an impact on passenger numbers in July and August, maybe next year?
It's hard to know. I mean, we've had obviously heat waves across Europe before. My mind stretches back to 2017. But I think we had another heat wave at that point in time. People continue to travel. We operate to 36 different countries all across Europe, all the way down from Scandinavia to southern Italy and into North Africa. Lots of choice, and people continue to book in numbers. What will happen to next year remains to be seen, but I think, you know, particularly in Ireland and the UK, a lot of rain over the last few days, people still want to get away.
Your competitor EasyJet said it would be prepared to change its routes if heat waves change holiday habits in the years to come. Is that something Ryanair might consider?
Look, we always talk to our airport partners. We're somewhat opportunistic on where we place aircraft over time. We have a number of commitments with various airports across Europe, but we're taking another 90 game changers over the next two summers. We haven't allocated all of those yet, so you know we'll continue to look where the trends are and allocate accordingly. But I think, you know, places like Italy, Spain, Greece will continue to be popular destinations.
And because they're popular destinations, Ryanair has reported record passenger numbers in April, May and June at a time when we're reporting record global temperatures. Now, obviously, I'm not blaming Ryanair for global warming, but aviation is part of the problem. What is Ryanair doing to be part of the solution?
Oh, we've done a huge amount, as you know, Petula. I mean, we recently announced a €40 billion investment in more fuel-efficient aircraft, the MAX 10 aircraft, which is delivered between 2027 and 2033. These aircraft have 21% more seats, but they're 20% more fuel efficient, 20% more CO2 efficient, and they're 50% quieter. And that's on top of the game changers that we've been delivering for the last couple of years, which again are 16% more fuel and CO2 efficient. We're also working very closely with our fuel partners to lock away sustainable aviation fuel commitments. We've set a much more aggressive target for ourselves than anybody else. We set a target of 12.5% of our fuel by 2030 through sustainable aviation fuels. The mandate set down by Europe is 6%, and we're already up at about 9.5% of that target, which is why this morning we reduced our CO2 per passenger kilometre target from 60 grams of CO2 per passenger kilometre to 50 grams, which means anyone who switches to Ryanair is actually reducing their carbon footprint by about 50%. So we're doing a huge amount, and we're giving people the option to fly in a more sustainable manner.
Okay, Ryanair intends to invest up to $3 billion in Ukraine after the war ends. Was it a significant market for the airline before the war? And are you thinking ahead to all the Ukrainian people who sought refuge in European countries who will want to return to Ukraine, hopefully, when the war ends?
Yeah, we were the largest operator in and out of Ukraine just before the war. We'd over 1 million passengers at that point in time, and we'd plans to grow that significantly. Unfortunately, events took over in February of 2022. So yeah, we would like to go back into Ukraine. We plan to be the first airline back in there when the war is over, or when the European Aviation Safety Authority, EASA, say it's safe to do so. We've kept in touch with the airports. We've kept in touch with the relevant parties, and they'd be very keen to get us in to help with rebuilding their country, and we'd be delighted to participate in that.
Neil Sorahan, Chief Financial Officer with Ryanair, thank you very much for your time this morning.